Welcome to Everything Ethical, your latest news and views from King & Shackson Asset Management, for professional clients only. The information contained in this podcast is for general information purposes.
Hello, and welcome to the King & Shackson monthly podcast for August. Whilst these are normally done in the middle of the month, today we're doing it on August the 20th. On August the 15th, we had the peace summit between Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump, and that could have rendered any podcast obsolete. So we chose to wait a few days and await the UK inflation numbers today and then do our mid-month podcast. First of all, beginning with the peace conference, whilst it did not yield the immediate results that anyone thought that it would, and there was no peace, it was not a disaster either, and the talks are continuing. And perhaps that beginning of the peace process signifies a little bit about really what August has been about so far. Some progress, but not a great deal. But at least the progress appears to be in the right direction. So whilst there is the talk of peace at the moment, and perhaps a little bit more of a move to peace, there's still a great deal of uncertainty about whether or not it's actually going to happen. But we have seen one consequence. Some of the defence stocks that have done so well over the last year, and of course been areas that we ourselves have not been able to invest in, have begun to see a little bit of profit taken as perhaps some expectations taper there. But August was also a month of corporate results. Whilst they began in July, they continued on into August, and we saw results not just out of the US, but out of Europe and the UK and out of Asia in particular as well. On the whole, these have generally been better than expected. There have been one or two clangers in there and one or two surprises, but generally the tone has been positive and there hasn't been the impact of tariffs that perhaps had been feared at this stage. Now, whilst that may just be a temporary thing until the next set of results, because the tariff regime is obviously only just coming in, the fact that it has gone better than expected has been encouraging to the equity markets. And this is why we are seeing equity markets trade higher and make new highs at the moment. In addition to that, we come back to that word tariffs, because this has obviously been one of the biggest elephants in the room for markets. And of course, the beginning of August saw the deadline with the US and the EU and their trade talks, and they have gone better than expected. Whether or not we like the outcome of these talks and what has happened with tariffs is one thing. But what markets really do like is the fact that it has ended uncertainty. Markets hate uncertainty more than anything else. So from here on, the markets have at least got a new basis on which to work, and this has been encouraging for the markets. At the same time, the other big important block, the US-China trade talks, seem to be progressing, but the tone seems to have improved significantly, and this too has been encouraging to the market. We've gone from shouting and screaming and raising tariffs to conversations and talks, and perhaps some moves. The most significant of these was the US licensing of the export of H2O chips to China. This was very good news for NVIDIA in particular, which has risen strongly in the market. And the chip sector itself has risen well. The chip sector itself accounts for about 10% of the global market cap. So this is a significant sector where we have seen improvements. The results amongst some of the chip makers has been a little bit more mixed. We've seen some good ones and some bad ones. A NVIDIA report next week, so we still have one big result to come out into the market. But on the whole, this improved sentiment is to be taken very seriously. Another area that has seen good improvement has been renewable energy. And this is more recently, in the more recent days. The tax treatment of renewable energy in America has not been as severe as expected. And as a result, we've seen some strong rallies in solar and wind stocks. Stocks that have been really under the cosh for a long period of time, both since 2021 as they came off their cyclical highs, but also more recently since Donald Trump took power. And this does give some hope to the renewable energy sector that we're finally seeing a line in the sand. There has been one other significant piece of news in this sector, and that was the Ørsted rights issue, a very significant large rights issue that is set to take place in September. To some extent, the market had been expecting it because Ørsted did need the money because they could not find buyers for some of their wind farms as a result of the political pressure, and also that their credit rating had been under threat. Now, so far, the market response has been a little bit lukewarm. There are questions and there are hope, but we'll see how this goes in the beginning of September, and this will be a good litmus test for overall sentiment towards renewable energy. So we'll be watching that very, very carefully. But there is a feeling in the renewable energy sector that with some of the established technologies, things are finally improving. And with some of the new technologies, again, coming back to green hydrogen and other new technologies, there is increased interest. So we're beginning to feel that perhaps this sector is getting close to that line in the sand or trough moment that we'd all been looking for. So the health sector has been another sector. It's a very significant sector in the market. And at the end of July and during the summit, it has suffered significantly as the market has slightly fallen out of love with some of the weight loss drugs. Just before the month in July, Novo Nordisk results were rather disappointing and they had some poor outcomes and therefore their stocks dropped. And Eli Lilly had one of their drugs not do as well in August and that stock dropped. Yet despite that, the health sector has actually returned to positive territory on the month, and we are beginning to see some improvements and some decent results in other areas. This is a very important part of the market again and a key ethical area, so we're pleased to see some progress being made, even though there are still some bumps in the road there. So really, if we want to summarise how equities are doing, because they have been making new highs, even if it is day by day a little grind, and we do feel that there has been improved confidence just simply because some uncertainty has been removed. There is still a great deal of uncertainty. There's still a great deal to be careful about. Our stance has slightly changed. We've gone from being slightly underweight to more neutral on the equity market at the moment. We feel that there are some signs that things are improving in the short term, although there is a lot to be considered, first of all, with the Ørsted's rights issue, but also further on in the month, and particularly as we head into October and the next set of corporate reporting. But for the time being, we remain perhaps a little bit more comfortable than we were this time last month. Fixed income, on the other hand, is still a troubled area, and a lot of this comes down to that one word, inflation. The UK inflation today at 3.9% was disappointing. And it continues a trend of perhaps disappointing trends in the UK. In the US, we had inflation data last week. The CPI, the Consumer Price Index, came out as expected. But 2 days later, the Producer Price Index came out much higher than expected. And once again, in both the UK and in the US, we are seeing interest rate cut expectations being tapered, being pulled back, being reduced. In both cases, there is still inflationary concerns, and in both cases, the central banks are hesitant to cut too much too soon. Which brings us to another major issue, which is something known as fiscal dominance. It's a phrase that was in the FT this morning. This is about political interference and into the central bank process, which is supposed to be free of politics, as well as the fact that government deficits and fiscal policies are just continuing regardless of the monetary consequences. What does that mean? In other words, governments are continuing to run very large deficits despite bond market rules or despite bond market objections. Perhaps the most classic case of this at the moment still remains France, running a budget deficit at 5%, which is well above the European 3% rule. And it seems to show that governments seem to be either unwilling or unable to act upon their very large deficits at the moment. We have a similar situation in the UK where, even as we are still a few months away from our next big budget announcement, there is continued concern about tax raises or essentially where they're going to raise taxes in the UK. This drags on sentiment and this drags on the economy. So once again, the fixed income side and the government debt side is still an area of concern. For this reason, we still remain very cautious to fixed income. We ourselves are sticking very much at the short end of the curve, favouring short-dated investments where interest rates are still high and perhaps higher than we would have expected them to be, but are still giving a good return. And there is not enough of a risk premium to move out into the 10-year area of the curve or further out at the moment, given that market sentiment is still very much against deficits, against governments not taking tough action to cut their deficits. So that pretty much sums up August. In addition to that, we have the property market. We have, over the month, perhaps edged a little bit back in, taking a slightly more favourable view. The residential property market does remain a worry, both in the UK and in the US. There are a number of red flags over both of those sectors at the moment and does remain an area of concern. Unfortunately, though, the high interest rates or the fact that interest rates have not fallen fast enough has had and continues to have a negative impact on both infrastructure and also on growth investments and also around the construction and the construction of infrastructure sectors. These sectors continue to suffer as we continue in this malaise of interest rates not coming down because of because of inflation. At the same time, we're stoking inflation with tariffs, and we're stoking and these concerns still remain. At the end of the day, the problem is the impact of tariffs on inflation and on the economy will not be fully understood for another 3 to 6 months at least. And that will remain a constant hangover for the markets. So on the whole, it's been a month of good progress, and that's really how we see August, but not a great deal of progress with still a lot of uncertainty out there. So as a result, we remain neutral on equities and slightly cautious on fixed income and cautious on infrastructure. And on that note, we wish you all a good rest of the summer.
For professional clients only. The information contained in this podcast is for general information purposes.